The Bare Naked Ladies. Sung that song. And they said, if they had $1 million, what they would buy. Dr. Frank Gonzalez wrote a sermon about $1 million about 50 years ago. And he tied it to head, heart, and hands. How he would help children. Now, there was a movie too. There was a movie entitled, guess what? Absolutely. If I Had $1 million, portrayed a wealthy person choosing to give each of 8 people $1 million. I'm not going to elaborate very much about the plot, but I will tell you this. One of the people he gave $1 million to didn't believe that they had $1 million. And so guess what? They gave it away. If I had $1 million, if I had $1 million, I would put down a legacy and start a tradition. A legacy in the form of a self-sustaining retreat center in nature's habitat to host and expand our UU values. Now, just to be clear, this would be in addition to CBEC. And the purpose would be to be a continuing addition and adding to our UU principles. This is what we call at the University of Washington, added value. I remember having a conversation with a fellow member here about our children growing out of the church. It was a casual conversation. We had food, she had coffee, I had tea. And we talked about it like it was a rite of passage, a coming of age, our young UUs leaving. From briefly viewing surveys from other UU groups, particularly on the east side, that is East Coast, and talking to UU leaders, I understand that people and churches, I understand that children leave churches in a higher number that do not have retreat centers than those that do. It is a question of building relationships with your youth, building community, showing how we collaborate, how we reach out, how we support, one director said to me. The director at Shelter Neck Retreat Center in North Carolina noted that it is for both adults and youth, for learning and teaching, for sharing and fellowship. If I had $1 million, I would buy such a center. I would buy a retreat center to host Northwest UU ministers in, among other focuses, centering their spirit for staff and volunteers to do training and development, for lay people and community, for soul searching. If I had $1 million, I would buy a retreat center to hold our memories, our traditions, our values, the memories one cannot get but through relationships. A retreat center centered on our values, principles, traditions, would give us an opportunity to support our ministers, our youth, our adults, and our community. I remember sharing this information with Barbara Cornell on the phone, and she exulted, saying, "That's why we put so much effort into intergenerational service and intergenerational events." Now, I know that CBEC is one of them. I recall one late night, it was really dark. The moon was hiding behind the clouds. It was a warm, dark night as I and two other adults were taking our young folks to the cemetery for our annual late night walk and visit. We had to walk through what seemed like a dark wooded forest with spooky critters doing what spooky critters do, making critic sounds. While we were walking through the dark, spooky forest, the boys, the young boys of the group, did what boys do. They tried their endeavoring best to scare the girls. The boys shake the bushes, made animal sounds, oh! While the girls, well, they locked arms. They just locked their arms. They came close to each other in close ranks and walked ever so intentionally. One adult in front while two adults in the rear walking, watching, listening. Then one of the girls commented on the immaturity of the boys, stating, "Do you know that they stay that way well into their teens?" A second girl piped up, "No! Actually, late into their 20s. If I had $1 million, I would buy that moment. Doris Day, Barbara Streisand, and Beyonce all sung a song, The Way It Were. At one point, remember fellow entertainers. The words are, misty, watercolored memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we give to one another. Think about those words in regards to us. Our relationships. Our community. Think about them as I say them again. Misty, watercolored memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind. Smiles we give to one another. I know that there are members here who remember this congregation's decision to move from Lake Forest Park to this location to have a permanent home. Memories, smiles we left behind. I know there are members here who recall the decision to sell part of this real estate to call a minister. Memories and smiles we left behind. I know there are members who recall the building of the chancellor in Chrysalis to connect the worship with nature, memories, and smiles we left behind. I know there are members who helped put this dome up to worship in. Now a memory that we enjoy, but still a memory. I know there are members who ensured that this piano was here. We needed it. And there's members who said that we're going to have it. A few of the many, many who we can remember are the Elliots, the Bovees, Campbells, Black, Ribble, and so, so many more. It started as a dream and a memory now. Started as a dream and a memory now, because we're going forward. The musician asked, can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had a chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? If I had $1 million, I would buy a self-sustaining retreat center that would store our memories. You see, growing up in the Bahamas, as Teresa said, as a young person, and having somewhere to go was really important. Having something to do was precious. Attending and being involved in programs was the coolest thing. It was so fulfilling that I promised always to support that endeavor for other young people when the time came. I could remember my mom pleading with us young kids to get involved in something positive. Get involved in some activities, the church activities, schooling activities. And I did. And as a result, I traveled a great deal from the Bahamas. I got a super education, met and married the person of my dreams. From this, I knew I wanted to always support community and particularly young people. So when I graduated and we moved to Seattle, the first thing I did was look for youth-involved volunteer activities to participate in. I shared my Bahamian stories with young people in South Seattle, advised programs, operation, helped with fundraising for both capital and programs for Central Youth and Family Services. And this is where I serve as president and board of directors chair for many years. Here at Shoreline UU Church, I believe in our right to create our own statement of belief. As I was preparing for this sermon, I read about the people who died because they won't recant that belief. I believe in that. And when I say died, I meant burned to death. Let's be clear here. We come from a tradition of holding strong to what we believe. And we're not going to let anyone turn us about. I believe it is important to further embrace our mission of a more just world and to aid our vision of being a leading voice of liberal religion in the Northwest. And I believe this can be furthered by way off a retreat center. When I look at what is available at Shoreline UU Church, and when I look at what is available at current UU retreat centers, when I read about the memories those centers have created from their members, for their members, through retreat centers, when I sense the legacy that they have created and left, when I look at the tradition of those retreat centers, I am in awe of what we can create here in the Northwest. And I did mention their names are spooky names, funky names. Their names are like social justice roughnecks, I call it. Shelterneck. Synexit. Unirondack. Murray Grove. UU Row. U Bar U. Could you imagine these people coming after you? But that's not the end of the names, because some names sound like spiritual wonderland. Fairy Beach. Star Island. Unicamp. The Benefit Pine. Cedar Hill, and so many more. I can see us fitting into there somehow. One of those names being ours. However they sound, they are legacies and examples of us to draw inspiration. Right now, CBEC is our time away. It's our home away from home. And I know we can add a retreat center without taking away from CBEC. The benefits of youth retention, spiritual growth, support, congregations, our community, and so much more are available. The plot in the movie If I Had $1 Million had 8 characters who got $1 million. And I shared about how one gave his away because of disbelief. Well, a second character decided to do something that I suppose she wanted to do for a long time. She could not afford it, and that was to rent a hotel suite in the finest hotel she can find and to rest. In a way, I believe she fulfilled her dream, a dream, the first opportunity she had. She got to rest, rejuvenate, and to find spirit. For us, I think this is our time. This is our opportunity to have that conversation and to move forward. So I am asking you to be open to the conversation about retreat centers in the Northwest. And if you want to be personally involved, let me know. If I had $1 million. We're going to take a moment for silence, and then we'll do a meditation.